I don't know why I have two girls in today.
Oh, wow.
I'm trying to jump in even sooner on that song.
I know why. So you don't have to do any work.
No, if I wanted to do no work, I would let the song play for like 18 minutes. I would get the Indigata DeVita remix of it.
Oh.
I would pull a DJ. I'd be like, and for the third time this hour, Stairway to Heaven, I'm going to take a messy dump now. By the way, Arena, this is a clean show. Allison doesn't curse. It's against her Amish beliefs.
That's true. I really don't.
It's creepy. She'll
stereotype the Russian.
Yeah, she'll say everything incredibly offensive, but it's without the F.
I can do that.
When was I offensive?
I don't. We have an MP3 in case you ever decide to run for office. The 25 minutes you recorded holding court with Arena.
Duck lips is not a bad word.
Yeah, well, you pronounce it a different way with a different letter at the beginning.
No, I don't. Ever.
You're listening to Papa's Basement. I'm John Papa Giorgio.
Hello.
Joined by two women today.
Good day.
I don't know why. I have a lot of male friends who are like, just one girl on the show is the kiss of death, to be honest. Opie and Anthony refer to a female on a show as, quote unquote, the hole. Well, this is a double black holer.
Wow. Sounds beautiful. He's a romantic.
Joined today by Arena Davinsky and Allison Frank.
Ta-da.
Hello. I did that, I think, in alphabetical order.
Wow.
Yes. It's actually just I was looking at you guys, but I didn't want Allison to feel slighted.
Oh, I'm not. I'm fine.
Show's website's inpapasbasement.com. Go there every Monday and every Thursday for a new episode of the show. Every Friday for a movie summary. I haven't done one yet this Friday because we're recording on a Friday.
But we're not because it's Monday.
I forgot.
Good morning, everyone.
This one's on Monday, yes.
An awesome weekend. The Redskins lost to the Cowboys.
That's
good
right,
one.
See? That's
heartbreaker.
Right.
And Obama's dog died. Crown.
Oh,
I know. So sad.
So sad.
Is that a true story? Because, you know, I'm not.
I'm just guessing at weekend news.
Oh, that's right.
Just taking a stab.
Oh, I gotcha.
At the news I know because, again, it's Monday. Find us on iTunes. Please, please, please look up Papa's Basement on iTunes, Papa's Football Podcast as well. I do both of them. That's why the name is Papa's.
Mm.
I got nowhere to go from there.
I got you. I'm with you.
It's like my last name. That's why I'm at Papa's Basement on Twitter. You are at Mile High Jew.
Very good.
Wow. And you are at Allison Frank, A-L-L-I-S-0-N Frank.
Correct.
And we finally have a PayPal set up for Allison so she can beg to have her teeth replaced.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Like the dirty gypsy she is.
It's like I have a beautiful smile, but all my teeth are rotten. And every time I say that to the dentist, they say it as if I'm not. Like I'm talking bad things about a beautiful unicorn in their room.
Well,
Allison,
if
you're willing to shop to Baltimore, I know a good Jewish dentist.
Do you?
I'm the directory for medical care over here.
Yeah, exactly. If you need a lawyer, a doctor, an accountant, I would go to Arena.
Got an architect in there?
We're not building too much. With Noah was the last of our builders of stuff.
I got you.
I see what you're saying though, because you smile like a horse, like
those
front four choppers that eat the apples and stuff.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, they look great. But if I pull on the sides of your gums, like
No, but I have fillings. I mean, I've been getting fillings.
It's all missing beyond that.
And actually, I don't know how many people.
You do
have
gorgeous teeth, by the way.
Thank you. I mean, I have
at the front, pull on the sides of her cheeks. Like, if she was on vaudeville and the cane missed and caught her in the cheek, everyone would shriek and
I think you guys are too young to know, but when I was in primary school, the dentist...
They had no anesthesia.
They would come to the school, the elementary school, and you would get your dental care at school.
Really?
That's convenient.
That's public school. So I can remember getting fillings and stuff. And the one time there was... like he was like a Japanese dentist or something. And I just remember him putting the Novocaine right here in the front and it sprayed up
like
on my face.
School?
Yeah. And so my whole face was numb. Like
really?
Up here on my forehead, my eye, because the stuff just sprayed everywhere.
What? He sank it in your flesh?
Yeah. He did the normal Novocaine thing. But then I think either when he was taking it out or putting it in, he pressed the injector and it sprayed like all over my face.
Did it hit your eyeball? So that one just like wheeled back?
But I just remember you got it all over me. And so the whole day it felt like my whole head, like up on my forehead, my nose, my eyes.
Oh, you're like Kramer at Seinfeld.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
Every time I go to the dentist and they give me Novocaine, I can do the best Sean Connery impression. Because like my whole mouth is like not moving.
Yeah. So anyway, but yeah,
I want to hear other stories about
going to school.
Yeah, back then.
What it was like.
What brand of strap did you tie around your book in lieu of a book bag?
It's pretty bad. I mean, I grew up kind of in the ghetto. I mean,
how
I wasn't
feet
really
of snow
there,
did you walk through?
A lot, actually. And if I missed the bus, I was telling John this too. Like, if I missed the bus, my mom was like, "Are you sure?" And she would make me march back out there. Like, I'm the only one braving the elements. It's as high as I am, just making a snake path to school because my mom insists.
Given you're like ethnically ambiguous, which water fountain did you use?
That's right. I used them both. I could fit.
Was there a special like high yaller fountain?
No, but there were a lot of Vietnamese and stuff in my school. People
really?
From the Philippines. Yeah.
What? No wonder your mom moved to Israel.
Yeah, you know
after
who
all that?
Isn't from the Philippines? Vietnamese people.
That's right. No, but there were people. There was a lot of Africans from Africa.
Oh,
in my
instead of
too.
Bulgaria.
That's right. Oh,
those Bulgarian Africans. Yeah. American.
I'm trying to think where we're.
I just want to hear all these things that we take for granted.
I mean,
like running water.
Yeah, exactly.
And electricity.
Yeah. I mean, we had those.
Did things. You have to brush your tooth with a stick?
No. No, but I told you these stories before. I actually had to return food to the grocery store for money.
Well, that's
who goes
just
into the grocery store with a bag full
poor
of
is timeless. You know? I want to hear like all of the old crap you had to do.
I mean, I didn't really have to do too much. I mean, we walked everywhere, so we never had a car. My family didn't have a car until I was like 18. So.
This is poor meets old, so I'll accept that.
So just old, I don't know. I mean,
you didn't have a microwave, I take it.
Never, not until I was
18. I didn't until
18.
I was 16, but that's because my mom figured it gave you cancer, which
yeah.
apparently
but
is fine
when you're
16
But you're
20
years younger than
over.
I am, so.
Yeah, I was going to say, her family probably fended off all these terrible diseases because they walked and didn't microwave all their food.
That's right. So we're going to live to be 100.
I don't know, man. I think they had to eat a bunch of raw sugar because, again, look at her teeth.
But the thing is, like, I tell that. So my whole thing is, like, I started getting fillings when I was in elementary.
Fillings. Is that what they call them in the South?
Wait, did they do the fillings in
yes,
school?
Yes. For real.
Wow. You can't get I'm excused. Even,
that
like,
was the menu.
Fixings
home. And
what
fillings.
Do you think? He's just jacking me up with Novocaine for kicks to make gym class fun. It's like, I can't feel my face.
Kid, once I get you started, you're going to be back every week for this.
Throw the
time.
Ball again at my head.
It's like, that Allison, she's real good at dodgeball. Yeah.
It's just going to be 2 hours of Allison running amok because she has someone new to show off for. I don't have to do much, thankfully.
I'm enjoying it.
It's cool.
I'm enjoying these stories of yesteryear.
For the next 2 months, when every guy who wants to bang you is like, yeah, I love you on the show, but the other guy talks too much. It's like, oh, yeah, the one whose show it is.
I
just
do
give
tell
him this
that.
Episode.
I tell them that all
just
the
give
time.
Him this episode, though. And you can be like, here I am as a star. And then they'll be like, wait, what did you say about your teeth? You're like, nothing. Look at this photo of me with my juice.
That's right.
As you dump like lime citrate down your areolas or whatever.
Because that's me.
This photo is about the juice.
It is about the juice.
It is.
I want people to be healthy. So take care of yourselves. Eat
no,
your
it'd just be like if you showed one of your latest works, you're like, here's my painting. And it's just you with paint, two painted handprints on
wait,
your jugs
is it a picture
wearing
of you
nothing
pouring
else.
Juice on yourself?
He's making this up.
Because
well, no.
There's actually this picture of the worst Russian dating site photos,
yeah.
profile pictures, and one of them's
it's
like
just people rotted away from crocodile, the drug, crocodile.
There's a guy holding like a vacuum and an AK in one hand.
And his
and,
manhood
like,
in the other.
And like a bottle of vodka on the floor. There's like some girl pouring a Slurpee on her chest.
Oh, wow.
What's
like,
wrong
what?
With that? Unless she's a big fat mess.
It was pretty gross. There's one girl like on the floor,
or she's like next to a beehive.
There's
but
one
there's
girl
some
with a whole plumber
where,
butt.
Like food and like taking erotic photos is fine, but then you just see some chick with like a half-eaten
well,
Subway and
yeah.
wrapper crumb. Like,
yeah, this chick was like holding half a watermelon and like had like her like butt hanging out of the pants. It was.
I mean, yeah. you don't want to see a woman with chili draped all over, do you?
I think that would play to Middle America. I think that literally Duck Dynasty could open a shot.
I don't know. I'm a pretty messy eater. I haven't got any numbers yet.
See, that would.
But you're
again,
not photographing those moments.
If Lops.
You're letting them go.
If Allison took a photo from dinner.
Yeah.
It would be like hashtag, I love lobster. And it would just be you wearing a lobster bib and nothing else. And like drawn butter seductively running out of the corner of your mouth.
See, that's fine.
The frothy part of the butter.
Yeah. And then you'd
See,
be like, why do you think that's sexual? Because I joke about it because she always asks, she always posts these juice photos.
Yeah.
And she's like, fresh juice. But it's like her with her jugs like on display. Like it's never not a photo like up from above looking down her. Like I can see her toes through her tits.
I think with Allison, it's hard to avoid the chestal area. She's very blessed in that.
You can just take like a head-on photo and wear something that covers it. So my mom loves like the non-boob photos that she puts out. Right. Like all these colorful food arrangements.
Yes.
And she's like, Allison, just give me some photos of you doing your juice thing.
Right.
And Allison sends her a bunch of photos. Right. And my mom just turns to me and like she's very concerned. She's like, I don't think I can use these. Allison's a little too sexy in them. I'm like, what are you talking about? Like each one is like Allison in a V-neck that goes down to her navel.
Like a nipple hanging out.
Yeah. Or like holding two strawberries pointing outward on top of each breast.
Yeah. That's not even
And
true.
I talked to Allison about it. She's like, what? Your mom's being crazy.
That's how good juicing is for you. It keeps that area plump.
I mean, it's like you could show these juicing
photos. Tell your mom
photos,
to juice a little and see the result.
Yeah. Like to a 10-year-old. And they would print them out and hide them under their mattress if kids still do that.
And then they juice to those pictures, but not in the kitchen.
Oh, my. That's ridiculous. See, right here. This is the one he's talking about. You see?
Which one? Yeah.
Come I think on. People here are just too conservative. You have great cleavage. You're not.
It's a juice photo.
It is a juice photo.
What is she? What do you want her to do? Put a burqa on?
Like where's like you people have shirts that don't show your tits, right?
No, not really.
Am I confused on this? She's
Why
right
would you
now,
buy those shirts?
Right That's now polo she's in hoodie. A sweatshirt.
Yeah, but look underneath.
It's put the sweatshirt on.
Listen. To be able to fit those babies into a shirt, you got to put a little room here.
Yeah.
Right now, she looks like she's in a trash bag with a hood.
Yeah, but not underneath. I have a V-neck shirt on.
All right, so. Simon Cowell over there in your black V-neck.
It's not a black V-neck. It is my old black fake Giants jersey that I made for a Halloween costume 3 years ago. Because I'm a cheap piece of crap. I wear it like a normal shirt.
Oh, my.
Wait. What was your Halloween costume, Danny McBride?
Several years ago, I was Brian Wilson, the pitcher.
Oh.
Who had the beard?
Yeah, the luck beard guy.
Yeah, and so I just made a crappy
Fear
t-shirt.
The beard.
Yeah, Fear the Beard guy.
I like him.
And I still wear it to this day.
But you had that made? Like so is that was it just a couple bucks?
It was like 20 or something like
oh,
that.
Oh, really?
Because wow. I rushed it at the last second.
I gotcha.
I went to the jersey shop like Saturday morning before I was driving down to Richmond. I was like, you have to make this for me now.
Yeah. Oh, I remember this Halloween.
Yes.
It was our last, yeah.
Aww.
Were we even... Oh, you know, at the station it was, yes. I don't think I had another Halloween at the station. No, I did. Yeah, I did. Never mind.
I remember you going down there.
And that was the best story ever.
That was wonderful.
But I want to put a black cloud above these...
Why?
These proceedings, these hijinks of ours.
Why?
We lost a great man today.
Oh, no, we didn't.
We did.
We're not. Seriously? Come on.
Yeah.
No.
Why did you think I was playing this 5 times and checking its levels?
Well, I wasn't listening.
Because I wanted to get psyched up for the show.
We were talking exactly. amongst ourselves.
That's true. You were having girl time.
Yeah.
You wouldn't share any of your...
Yeah, show prep.
Yeah.
Al Goldstein, pornographic pioneer and founder of Screw Magazine. Dead at 77.
I've never heard of any
of
this.
Oh, man. I just put in Al Gold. He comes right up. Ooh, not handsome.
I don't use the words child of God and his agent on this earth often.
Oh, my.
In other news, Snuffleupagus
but they aren't
Smith
strong enough
also died.
When it comes to Al Goldstein.
Why?
Al was never funny. He had a lot of appearances on Conan O'Brien's show back when Conan was funny.
I see him right here with...
he was on Stern a lot.
Wait, he was a porn guy?
He was a porn dude. He was always like the Ringo Starr to Bob Guccione's Paul McCartney... And Hugh Hefner's John Lennon.
I got you.
He
How did
was
Bob
the
Guccione
one,
come in there?
These are men who made our lives brighter by figuring out that we wanted to stare at pictures of nude women.
It says
and
sleazy.
Then giving us those pictures.
Al Goldstein. Sleazy pornographer and proud of it.
Larry Flint would be George Harrison in that.
I
so you got number four. Good old
Ringo. Because you just mixed Paul McCartney in there, so I was fully confused.
Yeah.
Paul McCartney was a Beatle.
I know.
He's a publisher who took the romance out of sex.
There you go. It was all fish hooks and urine with this man over here.
That sounds like you, right up
there. Larry Flint would look at a spread in Screw and be like, can we get a flower in the corner? Can we put a little passion into this? A little love, a little niceness.
Oh my, this is terrible.
So what would he do on Conan?
His company.
He would come out and just shtick it up, and he wasn't funny. And he thought he was because he's Jewish.
Yeah, we tend to.
Yeah, and it's like a lot of Jews are funny, but the ones that aren't still think they're funny. That's the problem.
I'm
looking at you too. these guys, though, what they did for this country.
Oh, gosh.
I'm not joking. The whole free speech thing. We just did that. Who was Mr. Beard?
I don't know.
Duck Dynasty. Collins, what's his name?
Phil Collins, Phil Jackson, Phil Hartman. I don't know.
Robertson.
Winner of the Phil game right there. Nice.
I want
done.
Her on for passwords.
All I had was Phil McCracken. Yeah, you win.
$10,000 pyramid. She's on my team.
Seriously, what would the internet be if it weren't for guys like this? The answer is family safe and full of productive things that would save our lives.
Right.
Or it would just be kitten pictures.
Because
we know it's like kittens. And nudity rule the internet?
No, I don't.
What if
like,
one of those pillars
like
was taken away?
Cats, I'm fine.
I don't like
Jesus
cats either,
take the wheel.
But right give me a good clip. Kitten, I'll melt.
I just wanted to mention his passing,
candles.
Man. Yeah, I'm genuinely sad. I remember seeing the guy a lot because that time in my life, from about 14 until 21, every night, especially
was with
during
Milky
college,
Way Productions.
It was like 11 to midnight. I would be watching The Stern Show on E, and then 12:30 to 1:30, you had Conan. And I would see Al Goldstein a ton. He was the only one who did either of those shows.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you not going to be able to watch filthy porn for a while?
I'm going to have a solitary, solemn Jack.
Oh, God.
Compared to
Screw Magazine.
Compared to other times when
he's doing it pressed against the glass for his neighbors.
I've got Yakety Sax playing in the background. I like to keep it lighthearted.
Good times had by y'all.
If I'm going to check myself out, I need some upbeat music.
Yeah. Well, why?
Flash dance.
Yeah, this is my usual. I flip this on and I'm immediately turgid. And then we get to work.
This is horrible.
Why?
Horrible.
You'll never hear this and think of Benny Hill again. You'll just think of me.
Ugh. Ugh.
You know what? It's actually kind of funny in my head.
Yeah, it's
doing
great.
Fast motions.
Yeah, I just run around my room.
Well, he has to because he lives with his mom.
Yeah. No, like, Mama. Damn it. Mom, I'm just exercising.
Searching for the bottle of lube frantically. Where did she put it this time? And then just, my hand moving with the mouse.
Oh, no.
And I'm usually done by now.
Oh, that's enough. I'm done. That's good.
Really? Can we move on?
Yep.
I love it.
Excuse to play Yakety Sax on there. All right, Allison.
Yes,
I'm gonna let you. Mm-hmm. Well, actually, I was going to segue this seamlessly.
Right.
Into talking about some chicks who got in deep, deep trouble.
Oh my.
For letting themselves get naked.
Oh.
And their photographs put on the internet. But I want you to wow me because. You have come with one of you. I sounded like the cause there. Have come
with some pudding pops. And they're right.
Are they strawberry?
You've got one of your scenarios cooked up. This is Allison's show prep. It's always one of these would you or wouldn't you type things.
Okay. So here it is. So I was, I got invited to, I was invited to dinner and I was invited to dinner and my friend said, hey, where do you want to go? How about we catch some Mexican? We were looking for.
What did he do to you?
The end.
Were you in Arizona?
Yeah.
No, we've been to a couple of places and I've kind of exhausted Percival. and we're looking for some.
Really?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
The jewel of rural Virginia.
Were you out there gambling?
That's right. No, but floating anyhow, so I said,
why? But wait, all the movies set in Percival, there looks like there's so much to do.
There is.
If you want to ride a horse and go to a winery.
The pace is maddening.
You hear the name Percival, and it just sounds like hustle and bustle.
Right.
It's Percival, the big old town.
Yeah.
There you go.
On the prairie. I don't know how you've run out of things.
Well, Ma and Pa Kettle were close.
Did you go to Red Lobster?
If only there was a Red Lobster in Percival.
Yeah.
You have to drive 38 miles to Hucklebuckville.
That's correct.
But it's pretty good.
So he said, do you know any good places? And in Leesburg. And I said, well, there's not going to be a Mexican in Percival, probably Leesburg. And let me ask around.
I bet there won't be.
Yeah. So I have a friend of mine. We can call him Bob. And so Bob says, Bob is a big foodie. That's his thing. Food.
So he's a fat pig who wants to put a label on.
No, he's very fit, and he's got a whole fitness room and blah, blah, blah. So, but he loves food, and when he travels, he cooks like he's cooking on television, like his presentation with his foods. He's got a convection oven. He's got all the state-of-the-art stuff. He loves to cook, loves food, blah, blah, blah. And I thought, well, who better
Everything about the story so far.
I said, awesome. Who better to ask of a good place to eat for Mexican or for whatever than Bob. So I sent Bob a text message and I say, hey, do you know of a good Mexican place in Leesburg? Bob texts me back, says, oh, yes, I know a great place. It's by this Italian place. I can't remember the name. I look it up, the Italian place. I find the name. It's Los Tios. And he said, yep, that's the one. They have great fajitas, great margaritas. Don't go for their big platters. So the friend of mine that invited me to dinner, I forwarded this information to him and said, hey, this was what was recommended to me. And how about that? So we agreed we're going to meet at Los Tios and have some grub, right? So
yeah.
That was all in the morning. I go to Los Tios, meet my friend. We have some dinner. It was great. And then I'm on my way home and I get a text message from Bob and said, hey, did you ever go for Mexican? And I said, yeah, I found it. And I sent a photo of like the menu and the drinks and whatever.
Yeah.
Because that's what I like to do. Just to let him know, hey, I really went and I appreciated your recommendation. And he said, oh, are you on a date? Like, I don't want to be a bother or whatever. And I said, well, I was, but I'm not anymore. We're done and I'm heading home.
He paid.
And he was like, what the F? Are you kidding me? You call me, you text me this morning to ask me for a restaurant recommendation to go with someone else. He said, who were you with? Now, we don't know each other that well. We went out once, and I don't know. We chit-chat every once in a while. Typically, he's one of those drunk dials, drunk texts, so he'll shoot me messages when he's at home.
I have a variant of that, except yeah. It's just like when I'm playing Yakety Sax, if you will. And that's when there's like so many people back when I was being a cad.
Yeah.
That I would just text and it would literally just be like, how you been? Yeah, that's great. Show me a picture of the girls.
Yeah.
And then like you'd finish and they'd be like, well, how have you been? And I'm like, why are you texting me, you filthy pig? Just shutting off my phone and going to bed.
No, Jeff or Bob is a nice guy.
Which one's the nice guy? The one who said, what the F? And almost hit you?
That is ridiculous that he reacted like that, because since you said it's a casual relationship and he just drunk texts you, like, that's what I was talking about.
Give
yesterday.
Me the whole rundown. So what happens exactly? Sorry, I'm reading about magic cards.
Because that's
she already
state
said
of the program for December 20th.
He just really he just yeah he just lost his cool and gave me a text firestorm.
Hold
like,
on,
how
I'm coming
dare
back.
I,
I'm coming back now. I'm
that's
coming
ridiculous.
Back.
That's ridiculous.
And he said, "Who were you with?" And I was like, "Oh, I was with the hockey guy." And I said, "Oh, you know."
So you asked one
Jim,
guy,
the hockey guy,
that you've casually went on. Now with you, casual can mean what exactly?
Casual.
Like
dinner and a movie. Dinner and a movie only.
Like, was he the lawnmower and you had to start him?
Okay. The end. No.
Did you kiss him?
Nope.
Really?
Nope. Mm-mm.
Did he kiss you?
Oh, good. See, he's good at this interrogation. Good to word those. No, I didn't. No, neither one.
Mm-hmm. How many times had you gone out together?
Once.
Mm-hmm. How long had he talked to you?
We've been talking for a while. So I say a while, a few months maybe.
And how did you meet? Tinder?
Tinder. Nope.
Tinder? How? How?
That's not important. Has he tried to?
Sure. If he's online only and like you guys barely talk, then he can't really get mad. If he's a coworker and you went out once and you see him every day, that's a little more.
Bottom line, they went out one time.
Yeah.
Has he tried to ask you on a second date?
He's invited other me over, but typically, you know what I mean?
Like booty call, trying
like,
to invite
no,
you over.
No, I mean, it's like short notice. He'll be like, oh, I'm cooking or something. Do you want to come over tonight?
Hey, my wife's
and I'll
out.
Be like, exactly. Hurry up. This window's closed. And I'll say,
she took my bitch daughter.
I'll say, oh, like tonight is not good. Maybe Sunday. And I offer him a different day, or I'll say, hey, you want to catch a movie or whatever. But it just never ever works out. But we're not like fighting or whatever. But the way he kind of flew off, I was like, wow. Like,
no, so you ask him for dinner recommendation.
Right. In the morning.
And that is so you can take out another man to cuckold
correct.
The first one.
Right.
How many times had you gone out with second guy?
The hockey guy? A few times. Handful
have you ever
times.
Kissed?
No.
Look at this.
Okay. Why is this important?
People think romance and chivalry are dead, but apparently this little lady over here has been throwing down their hankies over mud puddles.
That's right.
Getting her home before midnight.
That's how
I like
should
that.
Be.
Yes,
that's
exactly.
why they come back.
Exactly. I have friends when they put outs, you know, right away, then those guys aren't calling them again.
Yeah.
When they need more put out.
Right. Exactly.
That's often though. Like, I love how women are like, he only calls me when he needs to get laid. That's daily.
Oh, my goodness. But that's not really my style. So
yeah,
they have chicks for that. So
exactly.
Use them for that, not me.
So the service you provide is no
companionship.
Kissing. Yeah, you're like a
she's
courtesan.
She's an escort.
Yeah. I'm funny. I'm good company. I don't know.
Yeah, this is
but
how
you're busy
you do
eating,
it.
So you're doing none of that.
But we are. We stayed at the restaurant for
you talk for a couple of minutes, then you're like, this black breed. That's how you eat, by the way. The cheese goes.
Cornbread. No. So, yeah. And so he was like, who are you with? And I was like,
all right,
oh, the
I'm
hockey
just,
guy. And then I was
just
like,
making sure, because yeah. The story would make a little more sense if you had screwed.
No.
And then he's like, wait, you're banging some other guy at the
correct.
Restaurant
exactly.
I recommended. But if you guys haven't even kissed.
Yeah.
Then I suppose, see, this is the flaw with what you've introduced as the topic that's going to carry us to the end, though.
Right.
You're mm-hmm. like, yeah, so I showed up 5 minutes late with the pizza.
Yep.
And he reached for the sulfuric acid and blinded me and called me a whore in the name of Allah.
Right.
Now, was his reaction justified?
Was it?
And then you're going to have two people go, no. And that's it.
Yeah, this
but
dude-
maybe you wouldn't. Maybe you would be offended. Like, here's another scenario. So this has been a little while ago, and I was invited. There was a gentleman, and we'd gone out a few times, right? And he's Mr. Machismo. This guy, he
no
is...
No kissing?
Oh, there was kissing.
Oh!
What does Mr. Machismo
this is
mean?
In Allison's very... world, that's third and a half base.
I hope he bought dessert.
But he
she's
is...
like, you kissed my hand. How was it to round second?
Yeah. But he is very, sexy isn't usually a word I use to describe men, but this guy is very sexy. Anyhow, he was interested in me.
So he looked like which one, Lenny or Squiggy?
Neither one. I mean, he's a handsome man. He's the one that actually like goes to New York to shop for fashion. Like he's very fashion savvy, very whatever. And,
what? Where are you finding these guys? Why
did he take you to Dorcia?
Schlubs?
No, but he is
was
very
he a fan of
macho.
Phil Collins and Genesis?
And he's very big on chivalry. You be quiet. I'm not listening to your Phil Collins stuff.
What? Is Phil Collins the most gentlemanly of men?
No, I think he's referring
to
Lewis. American Psycho.
Go.
Yeah.
You got it. Yeah. You got what I was putting up.
Yeah. No, but I mean, he's very good with the ladies. Anyhow.
I could only wish he did to you what he did to Jared Leto.
The end. Anyhow, so he invited me to a concert. The thing is, I had mentioned to him, like, hey, I don't think we're really compatible for, you know, being in a relationship or whatever. Even
you
though
too,
he's a-
too big.
Yes, exactly.
So big.
You're too handsome. Oh, you're round eyes.
I think Miss Saigon all of a sudden.
So anyhow, so I called. The concert sounded really good, right? And so I called this other friend of mine and I said, hey, there's this concert. I think
Raffy.
In Baltimore.
Raffy.
It actually was Darius Rucker.
Oh, that was, does sound good.
No, he was doing the standards. This has been years ago. But
so
I mean,
only want to be with you? the American standards.
The standard, correct. Yeah.
Whoa, well, yeah. You didn't say it was Darius Rucker doing the classics. You should have given it up, whatever the situation is.
Are any blowfish in the band?
So I called another friend of mine and I said, hey, does this sound fun? Like, it's going to be in Baltimore.
And your friend went, no, click.
No, he said, yes, that would be great. And we wound up going. And so I told him later, somehow it came up in conversation that I was invited to this concert with someone else. And he was offended. He's like, whoa, wait a second. You're bringing me to this concert that you were invited to go with. What if we ran into each other or whatever? And I was like,
had you kissed this other man?
No.
You know, no. A lot of people get very possessive with a girl they haven't kissed.
Yeah. See, you see a trend here.
Yeah.
So he started.
I see a trend. All right.
It's all about the chase.
What's the joke?
No, guys that but guys I mean, why was he gonna don't want to call him. So what are you talking about? So I see said, what you're saying.
I just see Allison. I didn't realize she was so virginal and pure.
But I am.
You have men about to shoot each other at 50 paces. So they can take you to the debutante ball.
But I'm just saying, like, he was very offended. He said, I can't believe you invited me here when you were invited to come with someone else. And, you know, like, how dare you? And that's rude. And I said, but I wanted to go with you. I didn't want to go with that other person. I didn't want that other person.
I only want to be with you.
I love how people around here are so concerned with being rude.
I mean, I don't want to lead that other person on. And I think if I had accepted that invitation and it were more datey when I was saying, hey, I don't think we should be datey or whatever, you know? So now this, my friend, is
I think I've
offended.
Answered how, with no paycheck, you manage to eat and find places to sleep.
The oldest trick in the book.
Why? That's not, what is wrong?
Hers isn't the oldest. That was very offensive. It's only 40-something.
I mean, what is wrong with that?
Well, I want to say that you are very charismatic.
Correct.
This is the same thing that happens to me with all the ladies.
Okay. People call me charismatic when they want to They're call lying. Me slutty. Is that what you're talking about?
No, if someone's slutty, I say you're very friendly. Friendly and open.
Oh, that's her. That's not me.
Wide open.
Yeah, and when I say open, I point down there. And then I mouth, your vagina.
There's a meme of like a meme, whatever they're called.
It's say it the right way.
Meme?
No.
Meme?
There you go.
But that is actually, no, but... That word, that actually is pronounced meme, because that's how I call my grandmother. That's grandmother in French.
Yeah.
That's so the first time I said that, he was cracking up.
I don't think that's what it's referencing, though.
I know, but I'm saying meme and Pepe. So when I see it.
Meme and Pepe.
Correct.
That's the my skunk.
That's my grandmother and grandfather.
Someone once corrected me, and they're like, it's meme. I went to reach across and slap them. So
yeah.
Hard.
And that was him. That was him to me. But actually, I grew up with that word, but we pronounce it meme, so...
Meme. Meme would be M-E-E-M. Meme, Pepe.
My meme and Pepe.
Tout te perds comme moi.
Oh, les poissons. Je meme. Pepe.
That's literally the extent of the French I know. And je t'adore fromage. I love
Wait,
cheese.
Wait, with all the French, how are you offended by the smells in Israel?
Now someone's being...
Yeah,
me.
Working blue.
Now she's got the knives out.
Let's go
we
back.
We got Wolverine over here.
I'm noticing...
My claws are finally growing back after that manicure.
That the...
Yeah.
The whole central piece of this story is you. And everyone's...
I'm offensive.
Well, I'm just saying...
Yeah. I hate when people say that.
You're very charismatic.
Obviously, correct. There's
You meet a
constant.
Lot of people.
Correct.
I think when you present a rarity, and online, you're like, oh, here it's Jugs Ahoy. So,
by
like,
rarity,
every guy,
do you mean her vagina?
I'm just saying, every guy, I think, who meets you online...
Right. But these
until
are...
Until they learn the horrible truth about you.
These are real
and what
people.
A wicked, worthless person you are.
But I'm not. I'm nice. You know I'm nice. Your mom loves me. But she I almost got me a pumpkin.
A
almost.
Lot of...
That is the true symbol of love.
A lot of guys would probably be pretty into you.
Yeah.
And you just, because you're juggling them.
Yeah.
You're trading bitches like Eddie Murphy trading places.
That's not true, though.
Because you roll like that, it's no big deal to you. Because you're charismatic and you're female, so you're meeting like 40 people a day.
No, but
And
if
you've
I'm
got
not
these men who meet someone every 6 months to a year.
That's not.
And they get you a necklace that says Ray because you're their ray of sunshine.
This is too much.
And then you're like, well, what does he care if I'm blowing Steve down the street 2 seconds later?
Yeah, but that's not true. This, the guy from the first scenario, Bob, who was so upset, his last girlfriend, she's a yoga instructor. Like, she's, you know, the cat's pajamas. Like, I'm not a yoga instructor. Like, he does well for himself.
He sounds nuts. Hands down.
He's very nice. He listens to the show. He listens to the show.
Oh, I mean, he's a very nice man. We need all 4.5 of our listeners. 3 of which are in the studio right now.
No, but I mean, if he had a right to be upset. I mean, I apologized and I said, hey, listen.
No, see, you're just fueling the stupidity of people's attitudes because he had no right to be upset. You guys aren't in a relationship.
Yeah.
You're not, you know, by, bumping.
Well, the way she's telling the story, everyone's crazy except for her. That's all I'm saying.
That's
I don't
how
think
all
anyone's
stories
crazy.
Go.
The hockey guy isn't crazy. The two guys from the first scenario, or the second scenario, aren't crazy either. I'm just saying he was very upset that I invited him to go to the concert that I was invited to with someone else. But
sometimes,
I didn't want to go with that person because I didn't want to lead that person on. So
you
I did
don't
a
tell
good
everyone
thing.
Everything.
I'm going to tell you a fact.
Okay.
You know how everyone thinks that trailer parks attract tornadoes?
They do. They do.
They have one of those.
Did you know it's
pulled
by virtue of their construction?
When women go and check their mail and their bathrobe and curlers, that means a tornado's gonna come. Like, you just can't
when
be in
you
that
flatten
kind of
out that much land.
Yes,
it makes for tornadoes. So that it's many, not that the trailer park attracts the tornadoes.
Right.
It makes the tornadoes.
Right. So I'm making the tornadoes.
You're the trailer park, Allison.
Tornadoes are actually the byproduct of the fumes.
God's anger with our homosexual love.
Fumes coming off of all the meth labs. It's science.
I wanted complete silence for 38 seconds after that joke, but we didn't get it.
And rocket fuel exhaust.
And stripper heels. There's something in stripper heels that... actually attracts tornadoes.
I mean, Arena, have you had something similar happen to you where the 47 guys that you're juggling because it's Tuesday?
47 guys. I mean,
not really, because I would put them on blast. I would
you
be
would
like,
put them
you
mother effers in their place.
Yeah, I'd be like, what the? Like, are you serious? And then if he kept saying stupidity,
well,
I'd
okay.
block him.
All right, then. Allison, what did you do then?
If she's
that
a nice
is,
girl. That's how I roll.
If that's
you know?
How she would operate, and we've established you're normal and Arena's normal.
Yes.
So what did you do then?
I did not put him on blast. I just said, hey, listen, if I offended you, I'm sorry. That wasn't my intention, but you're a big foodie and you love food. So who better to ask than someone who really knows food and knows the area? You've been here for a while, and I know that you're going to.
That was your first mistake. You should not have apologized.
But
had,
I mean,
he had no room for an apology.
But it doesn't matter whether I'm right or wrong. Like, if I accidentally hit John with a pipe and his head is hurt, it was an accident.
I have to take a business call. You guys keep talking.
I mean, it was an accident. I didn't mean to do it, but I still should apologize because he was hurt in the
process.
You know,
a little bit you meant to do it.
No, I didn't. I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings and I don't want anyone to be offended. And that really wasn't my thing. But he is a very big foodie. And if I ever needed a restaurant recommendation again or wine, I don't drink and I don't smoke and all that kind of stuff. But if I was going to purchase a bottle of wine or some pasta and give it as a gift bag, I would ask Bob the same thing, saying, hey, what would you recommend? I've got this and I want to put a gift. You know what I mean?
I don't know.
If I gave it to someone, but I myself wouldn't be offended. If you and I were dating and then or were friends or whatever, well, one of us would have to
be
a guy.
I like the dating scenario better.
It's better with a guy because if I said, you know, and then someone said, hey, you're a big movie buff, which I am. I love movies. And they say, hey, have you seen anything great? And they're like, oh, me and Sabrina loved it. I wouldn't be offended. I just think, oh, that's great. You and Sabrina loved it. You took someone else. And to me, I feel flattered that they took my recommendation and they enjoyed, you know, whatever. So, I mean.
I don't know. That this guy just, I think, might have had something else maybe or maybe he just didn't come out with feelings for you or something,
but I mean, but he never ridiculous. Really showed interest in that way. And I said, you know, I've offered to go and do other stuff, or we can hang out or catch a movie or something. He said I didn't, But I think, again, because typically if he's interacting with me, then he's a little bit on the tipsy side. You know, he's had a little bit too much wine or something like that. And maybe he forgets or whatever. But I said, just because you forget doesn't mean I didn't extend
it. Where's he from?
I think
is he this
I know
area
his,
or kind of where you
he
live.
He had kind of been. I know his dad is here. I kind of forgot the story, but I want to. I know he lived in Florida for a number of years. But I know his dad is here. I think maybe he did. Oh, he grew up in McLean, I think. Oh,
okay.
Yeah, he grew up in McLean, and then he lived in Florida, and then he's come back. Yeah.
People here have like a different emotional balance. Yeah. I don't know how to explain it, but. Yeah.
Was the show hosted capably in my absence? That was nice.
We ruined everything.
I didn't have to pause. I just went away and more show has been recorded in my absence.
Again, nobody cares that you left.
Could have taken a nice fat leak in the meantime.
Oh, I'm glad you said leak.
Yeah, fat too. The adjective is what makes it magical.
I think that might be a medical condition.
So
I like that.
But I mean, if somebody called you, you know what I mean, and said, hey,
here's the important part where like you asked me how I feel and what I think.
But if some chick asks you about a video game and you're a big gamer and you know games and you say, oh, well, this one's good for graphics. This one's good for mystery. This one's good for whatever. And you give those recommendations. And they're like, oh, great. Steve and I played it and it was great. It was everything. You
oh,
said
my
it
God.
Was.
Steve?
Who's Steve? What a whore.
I mean, are you going to be offended? No.
Well, it depends entirely on the context.
Why?
If it's my mom asking, I wouldn't be mad if she's sleeping with someone else.
Why would she be mad if you're not dating the person?
But I mean, you went on one date.
If you really like them and you think they like you, I can see entirely why you could be mad.
We're so fake conservative here.
But I don't think he's never really expressed any interest that he really liked me.
What are we, on a hippie commune where like my wife gets plowed up the pooper?
No.
By old Green Chiba over there. And then I'm like, oh, come to the prey tent.
These are
we're going to share some energy later.
Two different.
And
like
chug some
ends.
Kombucha. I mean, it depends where you're coming from. Look, here's how it works, man. If this guy thinks he's the only show in your life.
You probably should chug some kombucha.
But we don't really talk that much. We don't even text that much.
People are weird.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, I can understand that.
Mark
I
David
mean,
Chapman
did.
Shot John Lennon in the name of Satan. You know, we get weird things in our heads sometimes.
Oh, wow. Do you think he thought he was being funny? Because sometimes through texts, things don't come through. Or he
no,
really like went off.
I mean, he said afterwards, well, I'd like to call into this show. And I was like, oh, really? And he's like, yeah, how women tease nice guys or something.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
That.
Look how this guy perceived it.
Yeah.
Now, again, I'm not saying that's the reality of it. Yeah. Certainly not the way that Prim Priscilla over here presented things.
It is.
But for
that's
all we
exactly
know,
what happened.
Allison's actually out there. Again, I love you. I don't know what anyone tells me is the truth. What if Allison's just like, I made a juice pick just for you.
I think Bob needs some knob.
I milked
life.
A coconut. And it looks like she's chugging a money shot. Like, you think he might, maybe, might have gotten the wrong idea. Just a little
but
bit.
But that's not
that's
me.
Juice just for me, right?
Yeah. I want to put you in the juicer next and chug your
I
essence.
Wish he would call in.
Yeah, to our non-live show.
But I encourage him to do that. And I said, if you make yourself available, this is when we're recording, and then you could call in. And he said, well, what if I call in and, you know, I want to complain about it, and then you start talking about how big the hockey guy's puck is, and then I
if that's where his go-to is.
Yeah.
This is a guy.
Does he have a small hockey stick? Is
no,
that
it's just
worried
he's
about?
Worried about other men. He sounds like a little like he can get clingy.
Yeah.
Maybe.
But he's not. That's the thing. Like he's
well, why
not
would
we
your
rarely
mind go to how what if you start talking about the size of the other guy's dong?
I think he's just trying to, you know, kind of push humor out the top maybe or something. Because we rarely talk. It's not like we talk every day. You know, our phone conversations.
There are people I talk
to
a couple
to
times a week who might think we have, and maybe you do, you have like a fairly, I don't want to say really deep connection, but you can, especially if once or twice.
Yeah.
You early on.
Yeah.
Really planted some sort of like emotional connection.
Yeah.
That can linger for a long time. And if anything, absence makes the heart grow fonder. So if the first time. And second time you guys talked, it was just this scintillating series of texts.
Right.
And then he sees your photo here and there. And he's like, oh, you're a beautiful lady, too.
Yeah.
And then it tapers off and he's not talking to other people. He's coming from a place of quote unquote, like being girl poor.
Yeah.
You're it. You represent female to him, not just Allison. You're female.
I mean, I can understand that. I mean, that kind of makes sense.
Like, look at it from a caveman brain perspective.
Right.
You probably encountered like six women you could be with in the tribe your whole life.
Yeah.
No. I think if...
like, you blow it with one of them, it's a horrible thing.
Yeah.
Like, you might not have kids or sex the rest of your life.
It's not your fault that he doesn't want to open up his like social circle. I'm sure
it's not her fault.
A good looking fit guy.
I'm just explaining.
Probably going to the gym. There's probably tons of girls that want to bang him, but he just doesn't like notice it, or he's like too shy. That's not your problem. That's
Kaja Gugu style.
He doesn't want to like leave his comfort zone.
This is the music show, by the way.
He seems pretty.
I was going to start playing Too Shy, Too Shy.
He's pretty clever. He's pretty witty. And I mean, like, he does like to cook and do all these kinds of things. But I don't know about his social. No, I mean, he's average.
Is he Jewish?
I don't think so. I'm not sure what he is, to tell you the truth. But he's not Jewish, I don't believe. Mm-mm. No, because he eats pork.
Oh, what Jew doesn't eat pork? Good Lord.
Like, well, observant Jews don't.
You have to have those, like, curly sideburns to be the type that doesn't eat like milk and beef on a plate or whatever.
I was just in Jewville for 3 days or
5 days. Oh, Jewville.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So you call it Israel now?
Next to Jewsylvania, where the real bloodsuckers live.
No, to get it? Jews? Juice? Jews? That's me. I should move there to Jewsylvania. Got the Jews. Actually, the Jew made a joke and he was like, oh, here comes the Jews on parade. I was like, oh, maybe if you're Jewish, you can.
Yeah.
We're the Jews on parade.
But is your friend Tyrone?
They were all leaving the synagogue, and they all used that one main street to walk home from the synagogue. And he was like,
technically, that's what it is. It's a Jew parade.
Yeah, but it feels so wrong.
It's not like they're going...
As you're just watching them from a bay window.
What feels so wrong? If the parade isn't going right into an oven, you disgust
me. That's what I was about to say. It's not like someone's poking them in the back with a gun.
You're like, where are their stars? Why is their hair? Where are their identification tattoos? This is chaos. You're sick, Allison.
I'm Jewish myself. So, I mean, at least my nose is. So you're saying he
only in one sense. It certainly isn't sniffing out business opportunities for us.
All right, G-Rater, what's your take on this sitch?
Yeah.
Hey, well, that's what I said. Look, if we're going to engage in a healthy dose of skepticism and pretend what she's saying is the truth.
But it is. What am I leaving out? You can ask
Who am I going to try to offend? The guys I don't know are you. So for the purposes of your take, what you're saying is the truth. If I met this guy on the street, I'd be like, yeah, what a bitch leading you on like that.
We hardly ever talk. I could understand if we talk and text every day and we're having like this textual romance and all of this kind of thing, but it's just not that. It's like,
look,
hey,
if
how
he
you doing?
Felt it
He'll
was
send me
light.
Pictures of food, and I'll send him a picture of juice every once in a while without myself in it. It's just food. We share a love for food. Like, he'll,
but
oh,
it's
this
communication.
Is,
you're missing.
But it's
the
very
point.
Rare. It's sometimes it's like not even once a week. Like, it's very rare, you know. And we went out once.
And there have been people
ago.
That I've talked to.
Yeah.
Not that frequently, but I've cared about them.
Right.
They've cared about me.
Correct.
So it's not all frequency of communication.
I guess. I mean, I care about people. I care about this person. I care about Bob and his feelings. That's why I'm putting
you
it
sound
on
like
the radio.
A psychopath talking in a mirror. I can have feelings. I can care about another human.
I am not a robot. I am more than my boobs.
Like, you're standing over a corpse and you're like, I should feel something right now.
Oh, goodness. I mean.
You could use a hug.
I think even if you didn't read, again, you're very sociable. When it comes to social stuff, you are as rich as it gets and only social stuff, believe me. But you have friends, you have guys chasing you. There are other people out there, men and women.
Right.
Like, once every 5 years, someone stumbles into the little world they've made.
Yeah.
And they get sprung. And to you, it's like, you said, hey, how's your day?
Yeah.
He just jacked his pants because you said that.
I don't know.
He's like, oh, my God, she cares about me.
But I do. I do care about them.
But in a general sense.
I like how she says them.
These little insipid bitches who text me.
We're talking about two different scenarios, and I care about people's feelings. But, you know,
But you care in a general sense, the same way.
No. I mean,
a woman could walk away and say, he said he loved me. And Jesus is like, yeah, I love all of you. That's what you're saying. You're like, I care about all of them
all
in a general
billion.
Sense. No. And he's walking away thinking, she cares about me.
But, I mean, that's not nice. I mean, the thing is, he doesn't show any interest. So if there was interest
We've
there,
established
then
in my little scenario that the guy isn't socially gifted.
Maybe but he's very clever.
Maybe he likes you so much he can only get the courage to text you.
No, I don't think so. I don't.
You need to put your mic like in front of your mouth because you're turning to talk to her.
Is
but
that better?
I do understand that I am very friendly, and often my friendliness can be mistaken for a budding relationship.
Especially in a very cold, unfriendly area like we live in, where simply being polite to someone.
That friendliness, when I say I'm friendly, it is sans.
What can be misconstrued as flirtation, that's all.
But it can be sans intimacy.
Sans, please.
Oh, sans.
What would Meme and Pepe say? Sans.
This sans any romance or intimacy. So without, see, neither one is smoochy poo. So in both of those scenarios. So, I mean, it's not like I'm just, you know, milking everybody's udders.
You're so emotionless, you can't even say emotional. You're just like, I'm so...
Speaking of milking, what was that other porn story you had?
Oh, I had bunches of porn stories, but
really?
This
was a good topic.
Which one?
Feelings.
The two that I mentioned
feelings.
Before?
Oh,
porn feelings, milk and mouth? I'm very confused right now.
All of them.
That would be a hell of a story. No, we can wrap up with what Allison was saying, because trust me, I have zero prep. So speaking of milking, look
typing,
at me with the
like,
show's topics.
You're there, like typing a novel.
I'm writing down the show's outline so that later I can...
Yeah, try to link it to the right show this time.
Shut up. That happened once in the last 2 weeks. So show one, Goodbye Al Goldstein.
Yep, I gotcha.
Allison breaking the heart.
No.
Of a socially retarded man.
No, he's very nice.
Who listens to the show.
Correct.
So he's brilliant, beautiful, actually.
But he is. He's very funny. And actually...
I'm not saying... Look, if this guy leaves a comment on this episode tomorrow,
I hope
he could
does,
be like...
And it's the full story of
what
really
happened.
This
bitch was all over me, blowing me 4 hours after I took her...
For Italian.
To Roy Rogers. And
he's
I'm
like, we saw Hootie. The blowfish was in the back seat.
Oh, man.
Exactly. I Darius her rucker. If you know what I mean.
Oh,
in her ass.
Bad.
So.
But he's not going to tell you that.
I don't know what he's going to say. I can simply react to what your version of the truth is.
Right.
And that's all it is. It's not an indisputable truth.
Right.
We're not saying something like John's funny, which. The whole world can rally behind.
Right, we know.
We're talking about you with men, which can get confusing.
No, it isn't. I'm nice, and I don't lead people on. I'm not a tease. If I'm not interested, then I just say, hey, I'm not interested in more friends. We're pals. You know?
Fine.
Yeah.
I do.
But if there's interest, I think if guys are interested, then they should say
they're
interested.
I liked Arena was just going up, and you just effing smacked the ball out of her hand, and
Sorry,
it knocked out
ahead.
Her front teeth on the way down.
But wouldn't you want someone who's interested in you to express that they're interested?
Yes.
I mean...
Yes. Now so it's my turn. Yeah, would. Rita's just staring at me.
Go
I'm
ahead.
Not sure what you said.
He was just trying to cut you off. That's all.
I have a good question.
Okay.
Would you guys...
This isn't class. You don't have to hold up your hand. Say it.
I'm a little off today. Mm-hmm. Would you go to the Special Olympics and get drunk beforehand? For the events.
That's like a whole other show.
Like you went the normal Olympics?
That's another show. We're doing that as another show.
Well, I don't get drunk at all anyway, so.
But my dad actually. All her cruelty is sober. And you're getting into, you want to see certain social advancement from a dude.
Right.
So it's not just that.
I'm saying if somebody's interested, they should say they're interested. Then their feelings.
And that does two things. One, it shows that they're mentally capable of doing it.
Right.
That they're not like. High on the spectrum.
Yeah.
Wink, wink.
Yeah.
I don't want the people at the multicolored jigsaw protesting the show. So just the spectrum.
Okay.
And it also, because I said that, I don't. Okay.
I like
you
the
want to
quotes,
show
too.
That they understand how to do it and that they have the balls to do it.
Correct. I'm attracted to that. Women like confidence. She can tell
I like
that
balls.
Too.
They do. Mm-hmm. It's the same.
Well, she just said she. The way she phrased it is that's a physical thing. Confidence.
No, yeah. Feelings are physical, Allison.
Well, that's why you say I'd rape you so good you'd swallow the whistle.
The end.
And the chick goes, "Whoa, tiger."
Easy.
What?
My face is conforming in all sorts of directions after that comment because that was funny.
That's what we call Turkish foreplay.
That's disgusting. Yeah.
I think so, Turkish foreplay is washing your left
then
hand.
They should say that. And then, you know, I can be sensitive, more sensitive to their feelings or whatever. But I don't think I cross the line by saying, hey, you're a big foodie. Can you recommend a restaurant? And then they do, you know. There you have it.
If that's all there is to the story, yeah. Then clearly this man is a psycho and
no,
we have angered him.
No, he's not.
He will bathe in our blood now. So thanks, Allison.
I am.
You've killed Maria's baby boy. How does that make you feel?
But you're not her favorite. So she's
that's
got,
true. Well, I'm not the one she has to look after.
She's got Prince William yeah. still.
I just want you guys to keep talking amongst yourselves. I'm going to go to the bathroom.
Well, the show's wrapped up. So can you hold it for 30 seconds? Because I have to urinate too. And there's one toilet. So I'm going to go between your legs.
You're killing me. And you're also going to kill me with temp aids.
Oh, temp aids.
Hold on. Let's turn on the iPod channel. And Surf Rider, kick in.
Wow. Great.
Bam! Papa's Basement, it's over. How yep. sweet that is for yep. all involved. Us, you.
Now you can pee and wipe
Jesus
my runny
no
nose.
Has
how
to
sexy
weep.
Is that?
Show's website is inpapasbasement.com. Go there every Monday, every yeah. Thursday, new episode. Find us on iTunes, please, for the love of Christ.
Yeah.
It's Christmas.
Like us there.
Just give me that gift. Like us, subscribe. That's what you mean by like.
Leave your favorite memory of Al Goldstein. No.
Yeah. Don't AG.
Not handsome.
I kissed my fingertips and pointed him to the heavens, to the memory and legacy thereof.
Gross.
We know he's in heaven because he's a Jew.
Oh, now you sound just like my mom. Everything that's good came from the Jews.
I'm John Papa Giorgio.
Hashem takes care of his people.
At Papa's Basement. Over there, Arena Davinsky at Mile High Jew. Allison Frank at Allis0N Frank. Last but not least, Papa's Football Podcast as well on iTunes. Look that up.
Yes.
And the Spookies comic. I write it and my friend does all the hard work. But yeah. I write it. Most of it.
He does good
unless
stuff.
Unless he rewrites.
I'm really proud of him.
Too. I said rewrite. I got that close. It was like finish line and I trip on a pebble.
Aww.
God damn it.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way.